Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Think Like an Integrator podcast. I'm going rogue today, completely rogue, and we're talking about something that was not on my original Trello board content plan. I want to talk about the election. I know. I'm not a political commentary. I am an integrator. I help visionaries grow their digital product businesses. And honestly, you guys, I would be doing every single one of you a disservice if we didn't talk about what was going on right now as an integrator. Because here's the thing. My role with visionaries, one of the things that I do is to help them and help you as listeners of this podcast figure out what is the next best business goal for you. Out of all the ideas, because you're idea people, you're great idea people. So out of all the awesome ideas that you have, which one makes the most sense for the here and now, and how can you best bring it to life? How can we project manage this? How can we tackle the tech? How can we write that copy? How can we do that thing? How can we create that launch plan to make it a reality? That's what I want to do. I love doing that. I love having my team and getting to do that with so many visionaries. And now with this podcast, getting to talk to so many of you guys who listen. And as an integrator, quite a few of my clients have called me the dream crusher. I've said that on here before. And at first I remember like cringing a bit, like, oh, that's like a terrible nickname. I kind of love it now though, y'all. Like, I kind of love it because I want to be that reality check for you. I want to be the one that doesn't feed you this fluffy, yes, yes, go, go. Your next launch is going to be six figures. You're going to be able to hit $1 million next year. You're going to be able to leave your 9 to 5 next year. Like, maybe yes to all of those things, but maybe not, because we don't know your brand and we don't know your product and we don't know your audience. And there's so many variables and so many unknowns. And so I get frustrated when I'm in an online space that feeds what I feel like are just like sexy lies. You know, like, it sounds really great, but can it be a reality? And I would rather be known as the dream crusher, because I would rather sit down with you and have a realistic conversation on what could or should happen so that you end your year or you end your next launch feeling confident and not feeling defeated, because you actually had a reality check plan, right? You had a plan that made sense for the here and the now and not just the dream. And right now in America, we are in an election year. That is a fact. We know this. Even those of you guys that are not that into politics, I am very into politics, but I like to think that, like, you really just can't not know what's going on right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's been so intense the last 2 weeks. It has been so unprecedented. And there's still a lot of unknown, and there's still a lot of questions about what's happening in the current political race. And a lot of things, I'm sure, are going to continue to change in the coming months, because honestly, that's like politics in America, right? Like, it's just bananas. It's bananas, and it's an election year, so it's even more bananas. And like, how are we supposed to navigate this? And there's different ways to think about this, right? Like, on one side of things, I want to encourage everybody listening who lives in America, and maybe we have some international listeners, I don't know. But if you're listening and you live in America, I feel like that's most of you. I want to encourage you to be responsible as an American citizen and do your research and understand what's happening in our country right now. Regardless of which side you decide to vote, I just want you to be responsible with the choice and the freedom that we have to vote. Like, that's what I want. I think it's so important. Back in 2020, I feel like I need a title for this, but essentially I went through a political discovery period where, for the first time in my entire life, I did some research on both parties. I did some research on the main policies that were at play with both parties, the main talking points that were always coming up in the media that I'm like, well, I don't really know. I'm kind of confused. Like, there's a narrative. Think people spin things one way on one side and people spin things another way on the other side. Like, what am I supposed to believe, you know? And so I went through this period of time where I dug deep. And I looked at the news that are very prominent, you know, in our country. I also went to like some independent news anchors, so to speak, some journalists who were just doing their thing, and was able to gather a lot of really cool information, a lot of information that I feel like led me to then make political decisions for the first time ever that like I legitimately could stand behind, you know, that I could, I wasn't just voting to vote. I wasn't just voting because that was how I'd always voted. I was voting and being able to say like, here's why. And while I don't feel like I know enough to like have a debate with somebody, I knew enough to answer questions should somebody ask me, hey, why are you voting for this person? Or why are you not voting for this person? And I think that in our political climate, it's also really helpful for us to be educated on why we're making the decisions that we're making so that there can hopefully be unity in those conversations. I actually had some phenomenal, you guys, like I'm telling you, phenomenal conversations with women in business in 2020 who were very different from me, who we both knew we were voting polar opposite. We had very, very different opinions on certain nationally talked about policies, but we were able to talk with one another truly in love, like truly with kindness and respect and wanting to understand, like, I'm genuinely curious, like, why do you think this? And it was so life-giving. And so I want to say all of that in this episode because I do want to encourage you, like, if you are not informed and educated around what is happening in our country right now, I really want you to be. I want you to be, as an American citizen, I want you to be, maybe you're a parent and you're thinking about your children, just as a member of our society. So that's my little plug for all of you, just as American people. We have a freedom to get to vote in November, and I hope that you will do some due diligence and do some research on why you're making some of the decisions that you're making so you can very, very proudly stand behind what that decision is. Now, when we're talking about this as a business owner, as business owners, as digital business owners in America, we also have a responsibility because these are policies that will affect our business. And I'm not going to get into like the nitty gritty of like business policies. If you guys like really love this episode, maybe we can do that in the future. But right now, I want to talk about in general, how do we navigate a digital biz in an election year? Because as we have all probably seen just in the last 2 to 3 weeks, the uptick and the noise, just the sheer volume of content that's being pushed out about the election, like it ramps up. It drastically increased in the month of July, and it's only going to keep increasing as we get closer to November. Now, granted, I know that because July had so many unprecedented events, that was also why there was just a lot of talk, a lot of conversation. People were trying to figure out what was going on. There was just a lot of unknown in the last 2 to 3 weeks. But it is still an election year, so we have to be aware of what is happening. And so when we think about the question, how to navigate your digital biz in an election year, should you make changes to your business in the next 6 months? Or do you just pretend that it's business as usual? Do you not like think about it? Do you not talk about it? Do you just like do your thing and stay in your lane? Or do we need to make some changes? Do we need to make some adjustments? And here's my short answer to this. I do not have a list, like a laundry list of changes that you have to make in your business between now and November. However, you do need to be aware of what is happening. And I just explained my little soapbox that how as citizens of our country, I want you to be aware. But I also want you to be aware because it does affect your business. In 2020, in our last election year, there was a lot of division. I will never forget it. I'm assuming most of you listening to this will never forget it. I honestly think that was one of the reasons why it really spurred me personally to do some of my own research on why I was making the voting decisions that I was making, because it was the first time in my life that it felt so necessary to vote and so in my face to vote. Does that make sense? Like it was just everywhere. Like everybody was talking about what was going on. And I think part of that, if I really look back over, you know, the last 4 years, if I really look back, okay, well, why was that election so different than the election before that? And so different than the election before that? I think it's my age. You know, I think we get to a point in our age where we're more aware of what's going on. I also think that social media played a huge role in the 2020, and it is going to play a huge role in the 2024. Right now, in 2024, if you run a digital business, you are likely relying on social media. Now, there might be some of you listening that have built other aspects of your brand to where your revenue is not directly related to social media, and that's amazing. I know I have talked with digital product owners who have been able to go quote unquote social media free, who have been able to really decrease the amount of time and the amount of effort they put into certain social media platforms because they've grown other avenues, other ways of marketing. And that's amazing. I'm going to assume though that the majority of you listening do rely on social media to be a top of funnel for your digital business. So how does this affect you? Well, y'all, it directly affects you because now there is something else nationwide, there is something else that is vying for your customers' attention. And again, it's hard for me to like even say this because as somebody who like values the vote and values talking about politics, I like being distracted. Like I will go to certain social media platforms that I have when I want to know like what's happening in the world. Like I want to see that and know that. And so I never ever want there to be a point in this episode where you think that I'm like being crass about that, where you think that I'm like, oh, it's just vying for our attention. Like it, as it should, right? Like it should be vying for our attention. It should be vying for our customers' attention because it does matter. It is a huge year for American politics. So it matters. But as a business owner, it's a hard battle, right? Because there is something else that we're competing with. So you're likely going to see less engagement on social media because people are distracted and there is a lot more noise. You also might find that there's higher ad spend. If you are using Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, if you're using those platforms to grow your top of funnel, ad spend is probably going to get more expensive. It usually does when we get closer to Black Friday anyway. But with the election right before Black Friday, I'm willing to bet it spikes for all of us. And as I said, there's just more noise. There's a lot going on. I also think that some people will just check out of social media because there is so much noise. Some people will want a break. And like rightly so on that, right? Like we all hit a point where we're like, I need some quiet and I can't handle consuming anything else right now, whether it's political, whether it's growing their business, whether it's like some fun, hilarious animal reel. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes we just need a break. And so all that to say, the social media landscape is going to have a direct effect on your business this year. So what you need to be able to determine is how will this directly affect your revenue and therefore your profit? Right now, it is the middle of the year. It is July. So we're like a little bit past the middle of the year. A couple of weeks ago, I did a mid-year review episode. I talked about how do you review your year in the middle? How do you figure out what's working, what's not working, moving into the rest of the year? And honestly, you guys, like this episode can tack on with that because the politics do matter this year. So as you are looking at your revenue, if you're seeing a down year, guys, you're not alone. I cannot tell you how many conversations I have been having with digital business owners this year where they are down this year. It is the economy. It is the nature of an election year. And again, this is why I wanted to have these conversations because hello, dream crusher over here. I want to be that reality check for you. I do not want you to feel like everybody's talking about making their next $1 million. Everybody's talking about that next six-figure launch. Like, no, actually, a lot of people are struggling this year. A lot of people are not seeing the same revenue coming in this year that was coming in last year. And while I want everybody to make the same amount of money that they did last year, it's just a different game. It is a different landscape that we are up against right now. And so that's the reality. Does that fix it? No, but awareness is the first step. You need to understand that, like, hey, this is the problem. And right now, this is what my revenue shows. And if you think that social media is going to have a direct impact on your revenue in the next 6 months, now you have some time to think about what are some other things you can do. Or you have some time to adjust your expectations. I have two things in particular that I want you to think about and strategically do when you are navigating the election year throughout the rest of this year. The first thing is going to be thinking about what you do know. Whenever I talk about quarterly planning, what's the first thing that we do? I wish I could like see your face right now and you guys could tell me. It's like a pop quiz. When we talk about quarterly planning, the very first pillar that we talk about is time. Why? Because time cannot be changed. Time is finite. You know Monday through Friday. You know when a birthday is happening. You know that you only have 7 days in the week, 24 hours in a day. Time does not change. So what I want you to do right now is think about what you do know. If you are operating a digital business that requires live launches, that requires promotions and hard pushes across social media in Facebook ads, that is selling in that digital landscape, you can look at the time and what is happening between August and November and plan your schedule accordingly. Even if you already have a launch on the schedule, you still have some time to change it. Likely, you probably do. I don't know all of your specifics, but you probably have some time to make an adjustment. So for example, if I were you, I would not plan a live launch or promotion the week of the DNC, which if you didn't know, it's August 19th through 22nd. I would not. Do not plan something that week. Don't. You shouldn't have done it during the RNC. Like, don't do it during the DNC. There will be so much other noise, so many other things going on, and some people will be distracted. You do not want them distracted. You want them focused on you. So don't plan something during the week of the DNC. If there is another presidential debate, do not plan a launch or a hard promotion the week of the debate. We don't know that yet. You will be able to Google if you're not into politics, just like jot this down and like do a quick Google. We probably won't know until after the DNC if there will be another presidential debate. You can Google. It'll probably be sometime in September-ish, maybe. That's like what they're potentially saying, but we just don't know yet. So don't plan something during that week. Adjust it. Adjust your schedule, okay? Do not, I repeat, do not have a launch close to the election. In fact, I would be wary of having a launch after mid-October. Like after mid-October, I would like just shut it down for a bit, like put it in autopilot because we don't know what's going to happen. And then we've also got Black Friday, which that's just noise in general, which we'll be doing some other episodes around Black Friday strategies and things like that. I think it's incredibly unfortunate that Black Friday always falls right after an election. And then you also don't know what's going to be going on even in December and into January. So depending what your product is and who your audience is, I would be also wary of a December, January scenario. Now, I know that we actually have a client who's a time management coach. So I know that there are some clients that lean heavily into end of year, early year. I love talking about that kind of stuff. So it might not work with your overall messaging and your launch plan, but just be aware of what's happening right before the election and then right after the election. You can right now, you can reset your expectations for your fall launch goals. This is going to sound so Debbie Downer. You guys are going to be like, man, Kat needs like some chocolate or something. Like she is like so sad right now. I'm not. This is the reality of our country. I want you to expect lower revenue numbers over the next couple of months. Because even if your people are not as into politics, right? Even if they're not consuming as much, the little bits that they are going to assume, it probably breeds uncertainty and distrust. Regardless of what side of the quote unquote aisle people fall on, the unfortunate thing about our media during an election year is everything is so negative, right? Like one side's bashing the other side. The other side's bashing the other side. Like, it's just as like, this is sad. Like, everybody's just kind of bullying each other. And that makes us as humans, like psychologically, it affects how we operate. Even if we're not that into it, like I'm into it, so it definitely affects me. But for even people who aren't that into it, it still breeds this level of uncertainty and distrust. added into the fact that this year the economy is lower, inflation is higher, costs are just more. So people are hesitant to spend because we don't know who's going to be in office in November, and we don't know how policies may change or not change moving into the new year. And so I would, if you already have things planned out August through December, January, go ahead and look at what is your success standard, which I love a success standard because that's a good, better, best measuring stick for your launch. Typically for me, good is break even. Better is slightly better than that break even, like, okay, great, this is awesome. And then good, better, best. So then best is yes, this is like dream status, phenomenal. So readjust your good, better, best so that you are not crushed and defeated when that launch happens. Maybe you guys, maybe you'll have a launch this fall and then you can like come back and tell me like, girl, you were wrong. My launch did amazing. And I will like send you lots of emojis in a DM. Okay. Like I will be so happy for you. But as the resident dream crusher in the room, okay, as the dream crusher speaking into your visionary dreaming heart, I want to tell you to just be wary and be realistic about what's coming up. The second thing that I want to encourage you guys with, so remember that first thing, think about what you do know. And you do know some of those hard dates. You do know what we're up against right now. So then the second thing I want to share is to prepare to be surprised. Those of you who are type B might roll your eyes at me, okay? But as a type A-er and a very strong planner, I legitimately have to prepare my heart to be adaptable. When I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the StrengthsFinders test. I love it. It's awesome. I think it's 35 total strengths. Don't quote me on that. It's like 30 something total strengths. You take it and it ranks you and it says like, these are your top five, these are your top 10. And it wants you to then lean into your strengths. When I took it, I upgraded because I wanted to see the bottom ones too. Like, don't just tell me what I'm good at. Tell me what I'm not good at. Hello. And literally my bottom strength is adaptability. Like, I am not that adaptable. I don't do well in an environment where I am forced to be adaptable. So when I know that I'm about to step into a situation or a season that will require surprises, that will require the unexpected and being adaptable, I have to prepare myself. A great personal example of this outside of the election would be last summer we were moving and we had like a 3-week time frame where we didn't exactly know when we were going to close. We were building a house. So it was a little bit different with, you know, certain things had to get done so then the inspector could come out and then the inspector, it's a small town, so the inspector is only available on certain days, yada, yada, yada. It was like a whole thing. So we didn't have like, we're definitely going to close on August 15th. It was like this time frame, 3-week period where we knew sometime within this time frame, we were going to close on the house. We were moving 1 hour away from where we lived and my son was starting school during that time frame. So my husband and my son moved to the new area and stayed with the neighbors. Thankfully, they were our friends. We weren't just like, hey, we're moving next door and like, let us live with you. Like, no, we knew them. So thankfully, they stayed in their home for like 2 weeks. They stayed with them. And I stayed at the old house with my daughters. And I'm taking care of the baby and the toddler by myself, doing work stuff, and also packing the house and like cleaning our old house. That was a really hard 3 weeks, you guys. Like the planner in me struggled. And I knew, I found out a couple of weeks before, like, this is probably what's going to happen. And so I literally had to start giving myself pep talks to prepare for the unknown, to prepare for being surprised and the unexpected and all of these things that were going to potentially happen. And so I want to say that today because I feel like that's so true with where we are right now in our business, especially for those of you that are experiencing a year that is down, that like revenue-wise, it is lower. Like that's a fact, right? You can look at your bank account. You can see that it's lower and you just don't know what's going on. And so I want us to, as an industry of digital business owners, to be able to have that reality of, yeah, it is low. So I'm going to prepare for potentially even more surprises and unexpected things to happen over the next couple of months. And if that means that I set my launch day and then when we get a little bit closer, I still need to adjust it, I'm going to prepare for that. Or maybe I decide to do a little bit of a different strategy. Maybe I decide to wait until Q1 instead of doing something in Q4. Like, I want you to just be prepared for what might happen. I also want to give you a little bit of advice that even when we plan, and even when we plan to not plan, but this sounds ridiculous, but even when we plan to not plan, surprises can still happen. So in the last 2 weeks, again, we all know it's been really, really, really unprecedented here. And in the time of the attempted assassination and Biden stepping down from running, and in that time, I had 3 clients in a live launch scenario, 3 different clients. And all 3 clients had vastly different products at vastly different price points that were targeted to vastly different people. Okay. Fascinating, right? From a business standpoint, like fascinating that all 3 of these clients experienced a dramatic low in their sales. All 3 of these clients with all 3 of these products were repeat launches, meaning they had launched before, they had statistics, they had analytics of why they felt like now would be a good time to launch. But obviously, they did not plan for what happened to Trump. They did not plan for what happened to Biden. So they were then literally the train had left. Like, it wasn't like, oh, let's just fix it. Like, nope, live webinar day, like, we're just going, like, here's what we're doing. The train has left the station kind of launch. But yet this is what's happening politically and just in the overall landscape and culture of America right now. And so all 3 of them experienced a low. And I'm sharing that with you because it's obviously very unfortunate for those 3 situations, but it also is a learning opportunity for all of us that even the best laid plans can get derailed. And so I want to say that again, as that dream crusher status, that this is what we are working with in America this year. It doesn't mean that we stop. It doesn't mean that you listen to this podcast episode and you pull out your Instagram and you delete it and you lay your head in the sand and you quit all life until December. Please don't do that. Please don't hear me say that to you. We can do this. I just want us to operate with the awareness that things are different. I know not everybody listening to this is a believer, but I've got to share it. Psalm 62:2, He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. Like, praise the Lord. You guys, like, praise the Lord with everything going on, with everything that is amiss right now. Like, He is our rock. He is sovereign. He is king. It doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter who's in office right now. It doesn't matter who will be in office in 2025. Jesus is king. And that is a beautiful thing to lean into when we are in this season of unknown. And while I want you to be strategic, and I want you to think about what you do know, and I want you to prepare to be surprised. Those are like those 2 main things. Think about what you do know, prepare to be surprised. And ultimately, y'all, truly, let's let Jesus take the wheel, because He already is. Like, He's in charge of every single thing that's happening right now. He's in charge of the money in your bank account. He is in charge of what's happening on social media, and He will continue to be in charge. He was in charge yesterday, He is in charge today, and He will be in charge tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So I hope this was encouraging. I would love to talk with you in DMs about this more. Please shoot me a DM. Let me know how you guys are feeling. Let me know if this is affecting your business, if there's like one-on-one things that we can kind of voice DM about. I am praying for our country right now. I am praying for digital small business owners, and I hope that you are too. Thank you guys for joining me today.